isn't it playing?
PM and Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m. at Farley's House of Pianos. Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes, two of the premier pianists in jazz who are also husband and wife, have joined forces to record their first collaborative album, Double Portrait on Blue Note. Their live shows feature lively renditions of exquisite four-hand jazz piano duets. More information can be found at salonpianoseries.org. The Salon Piano Series presents Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes on Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th at Farley's House of Pianos, 6522 Seabold Road in Madison. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
Can be my best.
Hello and happy Sunday. You are listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. I'm your host for this week, Allison Ward, and we kicked off today's show with Pinball Wizard from The Who's Tommy. That just opened Tuesday, one of the days this past week on Broadway. It's a really interesting Broadway season. And as we're seeing more and more things opening and trying to hit that like cutoff for Tony eligibility, I thought that we would take some time today to look at the shows that are coming, some that are currently playing as well. I thought about this actually after last week's show. I was like, how did I not take time to talk about The Notebook? Because I am a huge, huge Nicholas Sparks fan. And The Notebook, for the longest time, was one of my favorite books. I love the movie, even though the movie is different than the book. I still love that movie. And if I'm completely transparent, I don't have the highest hopes for it as a musical. But at the same time, it's just one of those stories that I'm like, but a lot of people know and love the story. And so to be able to see it in a stage form, I have some friends who have had a chance to see it when it was in Chicago, and a friend who recently saw it in New York, and they said, you know, it was good for what it is. So for what that means, it's something that I'm excited to see, and then hopefully see that tour later on. But I wanted to just take some time to, again, celebrate the shows that are coming. And so one that is getting a lot of buzz right now is Suffs. Looking at the suffragists movement and that coming to Broadway. And I figured, you know what, with our primary coming up on Tuesday, what better way to kick off celebrating the shows that are upcoming than starting with the march. I will also give a note that just before the song starts, the writer, whose name I'm going to blank on now, takes a second to introduce the song. This is a recording from them previewing the show, and so this is their opening number called The March.
So the first number we're going to do for you today is from the beginning of the show. Alice Paul, who Shayna Tao plays, has this radical idea. She wants to have a women's march in Washington, D.C. to get national attention for women's suffrage. She wants to do it down Pennsylvania Avenue, across the street from the White House, on the eve of Woodrow Wilson's first inauguration. And she works tirelessly with friends, with colleagues. Many people come together, they overcome impossible odds, and they do it. Thousands and thousands of women in unprecedented numbers show up in Washington, D.C., they see each other, and they march.
We demand equality and nothing in cheer, grabbing my hair, smacking my rear. Will we make it down the avenue in one piece?
Where are the policemen?
Where are the police?
The police won't do a damn thing.
Should we turn back?
Never.
We should pull out our hat pins and stab out their eyes.
Oh, I want to do that.
There are more of us than them. I say we plow forward, offense, not defense. Follow Inez.
Give him help.
Get back.
Get back.
Make way.
Make way.
You're not stopping us today.
Not today.
Get back.
Get back.
Step aside.
Step aside.
We'll let you break our stride.
Let's push our way through the
woman is plain lined form. Woman is plain color light. Woman is speed green shattered. Woman is powerful. Woman is shape, breath, form. Woman is bone, muscle, light. Woman is curve and shadow. Woman is beautiful. Black night, bodies and breath, I am alive. Black water, roll me another one. Tobacco and opium, I am on fire. Please let me blow the smoke into your open mouth, here in the light. Woman is gone all night. Sneak past the room where my daughter sleeps, sleeping child. Woman is flesh, kiss. Here in the breathing dark, don't close your eyes. A painting is not a woman, or a war horse, or a glittering sky. pigment, plan and design, always design.
Love lives still a lot of time to make yourself what you want, Pony Boy. There's still a whole lot of good in the world. Tell Dally. I don't think he knows.
Finding beauty in the fold, it's the only way to keep from growing old. My friend, stay gold. My friend, stay gold.
That was Stay Gold from the upcoming musical The Outsiders. And before that we heard Woman Is from Limpinka. I should have looked up how to say that musical before throwing her into the show today, but just two powerful and stunning songs. And Suffs, like that number, We March, it just gets you motivated and going. And I've loved something that I've found really interesting in recent shows is their powerful use of social media and driving people to action with many of these shows, to go see them, to engage with the show, to engage with the material of the show, and just the way that that's pulling in a new audience in many unique ways. And so if you get a chance, many of these shows also are doing press tours, which I've, like, they do every once in a while, but there have been so many highlights of these shows that are on CBS Sunday Morning. There have been so many that have gone on to late night talk shows, which then go on to their social medias. And like, it's very interesting to see how smart people are, marketing folks are starting to be for these Broadway musicals, which is incredible. And now if only we could start to look at the ticket cost and why we don't have these seats filled. And you know what, that's my soapbox that I am willing to die on. But one show that I have been following since there was rumblings of it coming is Alicia Keys' musical Hell's Kitchen. I cannot tell you just how excited I am for this show. I am a huge Alicia Keys fan, and the idea of her putting together her own show, just, I literally have goosebumps right now. So they released a song recently from the musical, and this is Kaleidoscope from the new Broadway musical, Hell's Kitchen.
Shining bright, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Light it, light it, light it, light it, light it up. Put it in the air and let it go. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Can you feel the love now? I'm feeling a buzz now. Never gonna calm down. Piece it all together. Nights like this, they belong in a Guinness. Like this, never want them to finish. Don't wait for the end, let's start the beginning. Better to be alive than just to be living. Huh. Na 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 na. Start a beginning. Better to be alive. still be living.
Done it all for her, put up each wall for her. All the plans I laid, all the options weighed, every price I paid for her. Daisy, you fight and return, only to learn that you have lost her. Daisy, my waiting is through. If you bring her to me, I'll be in debt. dedicated to you.
I thought you disappeared, thought you were gone. Buried you in my heart, but as I moved on, I had this feeling as I was falling. The sound across the bay was the sound of you calling, like a fog.
My Green Light from the upcoming musical The Great Gatsby that just started its previews this past week. And before that, even though I talked about it earlier, I had to plug in Leave the Light On from The Notebook with, you know, My Green Light. It just felt fitting to have two light songs together right after Kaleidoscope. I seriously could listen to Jeremy Jordan and Eva Noblezada sing all day. It's another new show that I really don't have the highest hopes for. It's also just not a story that, if I'm completely honest, I enjoy all that much. But at the same time, like, you know, it was a motion picture and all of these things. And the dancing, I will fully admit, though, that I've seen of their previews for The Great Gatsby, incredible. So I'm really curious to see what people say. It's definitely had some very, very mixed reviews from what I've seen so far. But we'll see. It really doesn't sound like they made too many changes from previews, which is a little disappointing because there really seemed to be some good, like, and genuine feedback. But it is what it is. I'm not the one pumping money into these shows. I am just enjoying and sharing with you all these shows. Up next, we have The Heart of Rock and Roll from the upcoming show, The Heart of Rock and Roll.
New York, New York, is it everything they say? No place that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things all at a quarter to three?
When they play that music, ooh, they're real hot music.
They pack it with a lot of style,
but still that same old backbeat and rhythm that really, really drives them wild.
They say the heart of rock and roll still beating. And from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the old boy may be barely breathing, but the heart of rock and roll still is something everyone should see.
Neon lights and the pretty boys and girls
are dressed so scantily.
When they play their music, their hard rocking music, they play it with a lot of flash.
Bob's the best thing, oh, Bob, Bill, Emma. They're really, really kissing
the best. They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating. And from what I've seen, I believe on.
Now the old boy may be barely breathing, but the heart of rock and roll.
So, what would I have to do?
Oh, it's so very simple. You go to an address I will give you. You pick up a small briefcase. You bring it back to Berlin. And I pay you 75 marks.
75 marks?
And this is only the beginning. So you will go to Paris?
Absolutely. Anything for a buck? Prost.
Prost!
Prost!
Man immer so und go around, so und go around, so und go around. Man immer so und go around, so und go around. Am Mann kein Nerva. Or about the back, or about the back, or about we saw that made the world go around, that clinking, clanking sound. Can make the world go.
Happen to be rich and you feel like a night entertainment you can pay for a gay escapade. You happen to be rich and alone, you need a companion you can ring for the maid. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover, so you moan and you groan, what a lot. You can take it on the chin, call a cab, begin to recover on your 14 carat yacht. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, of that we can be sure, on being poor. He will tell you to love evermore, but when hunger comes around, pat a tap, as a window.
Who's there?
Hunger!
Hunger!
See how love flies out the door. For money makes the world dance, the world dance, the world dance. Money makes the world go around, that clinking, clanking sound.
That was Wild from Like Water for Elephants, the musical. And before that, we heard Money from the London cast recording of Cabaret, which is making its transfer this spring. Seriously, we have so many shows that are opening this spring to really work to make sure that they get that, they make that cut for the Tonys, which, I mean, we've seen it work for some shows, and other shows you rush it too much and then it doesn't do well. But with Cabaret, fully think that it's going to be incredible. Eddie Redmayne when they announced that he was going to make the transfer with the show, I was like, done. Like, that's that right there is our revival for the year. I think it's going to be incredible. I also just love that show in general. So to be able to see that, and I know folks who are going to get the chance to see Eddie in it, and I'm already jealous. Another show that I'd really hoped to go and see when it was in Chicago, but just never got the chance to make the trip down, is The Wiz. And so I can't do a show celebrating our upcoming shows without also playing A Brand New Day for you. So here is A Brand New Day. That was Zero to Hero from the Disney movie Hercules, which just had its opening. Ooh, I don't remember if it was this past, like, most recent week or the week prior, but just opened over in Germany. It made its transfer from the Playhouse here in the United States over to Germany, and I know I've said it on the show before, but I need that to finally make its Broadway transfer. It is one of those soapboxes that I am willing to also just stand firmly on until we get that. But soapbox aside, I hope that you have had a wonderful time with me, because I always love being your host here on Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. I'd be remiss if I didn't also take a second to say Happy Easter. I hope that you've had a wonderful time, hopefully with family, or just taking time to yourself to just reset and reflect on all of the new things to come as we also step into spring. And that you've also, I'd also be remiss to not give that reminder, as I know many of our hosts are as well, to make sure that you go out and you vote on Tuesday. Exercise that right that so many have fought for, us all to have the right to be able to do. And we're not going to go down that rabbit hole. I'm going to end today's show with I Don't Know How to Love Him, sung by Sarah Bareilles from the live version of Jesus Christ Superstar, which was on TV maybe, I don't even remember how many years ago now. But here is I Don't Know How to Love Him. So have a wonderful rest of your Sunday and a gorgeous week ahead.
To do, how to move him, I've been changed, yes, really changed, in these past few days, when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. I don't know how to tell.
hello and good afternoon, everybody. This is DJ Chelly Chill coming at you from downtown Madison on the 31st of March. I got some tunes to play for.